Blog Talk Radio.
God, I thank God for another Just Breathe program. Glory to God. This is Evangelist Hannah with Hannah's Alpha and Omega Outreach and Kingdom Builders International. Continue to enjoy the music and remember to just breathe.
I'm lost.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We are truly lost without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, without our daddy, God. We can't move. We can't breathe. We can't walk. We can't talk. Because he said we acknowledge him in all our ways. We will direct our path. So we shouldn't want to walk or talk or breathe or move or do anything without him. So in the midst of what you're going through, just inhale, then exhale, everything you're going through, because God said cast all our cares upon him. Now inhale and just breathe and trust your Father, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's truly worthy of all the praises and glory and honor. And I hope you have your Bibles ready. I have a lot of scriptures, or you can write them down. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just plead the blood of Jesus over the airways, over the fallen lands, Lord God. I yield to you today, this moment, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you would teach this lesson through me and that you will get the glory for it. I pray that out of a scripture, a word, a sentence, that some revelation, even more revelation, will come pertaining to what voice are we truly listening to in the name of Jesus. I decrease and I allow you to rise up in me and increase in the name of Jesus. I thank you that your word will go forth tonight unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces in the name of Jesus, God. Set free, deliver, breakthroughs in Jesus Christ's holy name. I pray, amen, and glory to God. And again, this is Evangelist Hannah, and the subject is spiritual growth with part 1 and 2. So tonight is, what voice are you listening to? Glory to God. And this is more of a teaching, so I pray that I will just flow slowly in the anointing. Glory to God. So first I'm going to talk about your conscience. And the voice of your spirit speaking to you, your inward man, your spirit man, your spiritual man, is your conscience. And I just have to truly thank God for the revelation that I received as I studied to prepare this lesson, as I searched scriptures and read and researched. Glory to God. So, our conscience is the voice of your spirit, not the Holy Spirit, your spirit, speaking to you, your inward man, your spiritual man, your spirit man. Glory to God. So first I'm going to go to Hebrews 9, 8, 9, and 14. Glory to God. So you can turn to that, or you can just write the scriptures down, because as I said earlier, I do have a lot of scriptures. While as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which was offered both gifts and sacrifice, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, how much more should the blood of Jesus, who through the external spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So Jesus already purged our conscience from dead works. So what voice are we truly listening to? So first of all, I just want to touch bases on, is your conscience a safe guide? And I would say yes, it is. If your spirit became a new man in Christ, as the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. So since your conscience is the voice of your spirit speaking to you, if your spirit is a new man in Christ with the life and nature of God in it, and your conscience has been purged from dead works, of what the scripture said, to serve the living God, then it's a saved God. See, people who have never been born again could not follow the voice of their spirit or their conscience or their spirit man, because their unregenerated spirit will have the nature of their father, the devil. We're just going to keep it real. His conscience will permit him to do anything. Glory be to God. When we have the life and nature of God in us, your conscience will not permit you to do just anything. When you are born again Christian, the Spirit of God is living and abiding in your spirit. It should not let you do anything if you listen to the voice of your conscience, of your spirit man, which God is trying to guide you through. Yes, he speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit voice is more authentic. The still small voice is that voice is telling you, no, don't go that way, don't go that way. Glory to God. Romans 9 and 1 says, the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. The Amplified Version says, I am speaking the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience, enlightened and promoted, prompted by the Holy Spirit, bear witness with me. So as I said, your conscience is the voice of your spirit, but reasoning is the voice of your soul or your mind, and feelings is the voice of your body. We're just going to say that, put that that way. The Holy Spirit does not bear witness with our reasoning. The Holy Spirit does not bear witness with our feelings. The Holy Spirit bear witness with your spirit man, your inner man. If you know something is right, don't allow reasoning to talk you out of doing it. If you know in your spirit, in your conscience, in your spirit man that something is wrong, you should not allow reasoning to talk you into doing it. That's all in your flesh, in your mind. And the enemy tried to first come and attack our mind and be false to our mind. And do not let your body, your feelings, dominate you. Your body want to keep on doing the things it has been doing because your body hasn't yet been born again. Instead, walk by your spirit. Your spirit, man, let your spirit, your conscience always be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5 and 16, it talks about walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of your flesh. Now, the flesh may want to continue doing some things it used to doing or talking the way it used to talk. That's why so many Christians, I think, are up and down and in and out because they're not walking by their spirit. They're walking in the flesh and their feelings and their emotions. But the Word of God tells us to crucify our flesh. You have to let your spirit dominate you. God will enlighten you again through your spirit man. We have to let that be the dominant factor in our walk with God. Glory to God. I'm going to tell this testimony. I don't know if it's a testimony, but I'm just going to speak the truth. Someone wanted me to do something for them, and it was nudging me in my spirit. I just didn't settle right with it. And it was over almost 2 years ago. And they said, well, you do this for me. It was pertaining to going out of town and putting an apartment in my name. And so I didn't settle right. And so the person we supposed to went with was her father's, her daughter's son. And I was like, I didn't feel comfortable with it. But see, I didn't talk to Prophet Teresa neither, to afterwards. So I went. And so everything that this person told me, that I told her I have nothing to do with a relationship with a man and a woman, and that man is married. I have nothing to do with that. So they said, we're not in a relationship, blah, 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 blah. So as we got out of town to make things short, everything was wrong. But we did go see the apartment. They put down the payment. But when I got home, I was feeling so uneasy in my spirit, man, in my spirit, and I shouldn't have went anyway. I could not go back and sign the lease. Instead of, in the beginning, when God prompted me in my spirit to say, no, don't go. Call somebody to, right now you're being weak because this person don't have a place to live and you out in your feelings and your emotions. But no, again, I did not call Father Teresa until after I got back and I told her what was going on. So I did not go back to sign the lease for the apartment. So now this person close to me, we grew up together, my family member, have not talked to me in almost 2 years because I followed my flesh. I followed my reasoning. I followed my emotions. I didn't get in the spirit and say, no, I'm not going to do this because even though you're telling me one thing, I'm feeling that it's not right. So that's the type of trouble we can get into by following our feelings and our emotion and our reasoning and our flesh and not walking in the spirit. And the word say, walk in the spirit. Stop when the conscience, your spirit says, stop responding initially. When we have to respond to that voice. We have to decide whether we're going to follow the voice of our spirit or be ruled by our flesh. What's ruling your life? What voice are you listening to? The spirit, your intelligence, or your flesh? As we walk in flesh, we're carnal minded, and our carnal man gets stronger and stronger. So we have to stop following our godless instincts and our carnal flesh. And we have to walk in the spirit. Because our conscience, that voice of your spirit man, is going to tell you right or wrong. But is that what you're going to follow? And I thought about what I just talked to that happened when I was studying this lesson. I was like, wow, God, speak to me. Help me with this issue. We're not going by my feelings and my emotions. Glory to God. Isaiah 58:11 says, the Lord will guide you continuously and satisfy your soul in drought. And strengthen your bones, you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water does not fail. So if you follow that voice, the prompting, the Lord leading, he will lead us into our land of milk and honey. Ezekiel 11:19-20 of the Amplified Version says, and I will give them one heart, a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and I will take away that stony heart. See, earlier tonight, I talked about the person is not saved because they have an unregenerated spirit. He hasn't put the new spirit within them. He said, I will take away that stony heart, the unnatural hardness heart of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. Sensitive and responsive to the touch of their God. See, our spirit men are sensitive and responsive. God wants us to be sensitive to his touch in our new hearts. When we give our lives to God, he removed all that heart of flesh. He put a sense of right and wrong,
deep down within our conscience and our spirit man. So what voice are you listening to?
1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, the Apostle Paul described men as having a threefold nature. You, now the God of peace, himself, completely, and may you hold spirit, soul, and body, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we know that we are a body. We have a body, soul, and spirit. And in our physical man, we relate to the outside world through our five senses, our smell, our sound, our touch, our taste, and our sight. Between your body and your spirit is your soul and your will, your intelligence, and your emotions. This is the decision-making part of your personality. See, we can't go by our intelligence, but our emotions, and of course not our will, because it's thy will be done. And at the core of your being is your spirit man, the conscious, your spirit man, where the voice of God speaks to you and guides you. Glory be to God. So God said he wanted us to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. Glory to God. So may the peace of God himself will complete us. Glory to God. 2 Samuel 11:2-3 says, then it happened one evening. I'm going to talk a little bit about David. He arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman. And someone said, is that not Bathsheba? See, David's immediate response was in his flesh, but his conscience was probably telling him, you've seen enough, look away, don't look back no more. But his man was probably saying, it's just a body. There's nothing wrong with looking at that, because we'd be struggling with that, with the inside of us, the struggle. But he continued to listen to the lies in his head. He was being driven by his flesh into lust. And we know the rest of the story. He sent her husband out on the forefront of a hottest battle so he could be struck down. 2 Samuel 11:15 says that. So that's what happened. We're not listening. See, your mind, your intelligence, your will, and your emotion will always justify what your conscience condemns. Because the carnal man is enemy against God. So in the flesh, we cannot please God. The carnal man will always be at war with your conscience, with your spirit man. Glory to God. Glory to God. And now I'm going to talk about Daniel 6:10-16. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home in his upper room with his window open toward Jerusalem. He kneeled down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. See, the king had gave a command that you don't supposed to pray for 30 days. Only the king could pray. But Daniel prayed anyway. So the king said, bring him, and Daniel was cast into the lion's den. See, Daniel prayed to God daily. So even though the king gave this decree, he's still going to be faithfully praying to God. And we know what happened to Daniel in the lion's den. The lions didn't eat Daniel. See, Daniel, he did not bend to that outside pressure. His conscience wouldn't let him be in. Darkness always hates the light. Liars
always hate the truth. The carnal man always hates the voice of our conscience. It's against it. It always come against you. So as I said, we have to not follow our flesh, because our flesh can lead us to destruction. Daniel did not follow his flesh. Glory be to God. But David, as I read earlier, he followed his flesh. Your conscience, as he speaks to your spirit man, that voice in you, should never surrender to any outside opinions or being to things that you know is not of God. As we grow from glory to glory in our spiritual walk, as we mature in him, it's just things people do that we cannot do. Your conscience, the voice of your spirit man, does not surrender when your Christianity is being slaughtered. When you hear the voice of your spirit man, your conscience, you can stand on a solid rock, because it's God is for you. Who can be against you? As long as your conscience is clear, nothing can move you, because you are a child of God, standing on truth. Standing on truth. But then we have a guilty conscience that produces fear. Just think about Adam and Eve. When they rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord because they was afraid. That's what the word says. So just think about Adam and Eve driven out of the garden, thinking. That's where we was meant to live with God forever. But now we reject it. He put us out the garden. See, the inside of them was following that serpent, that liar, instead of following what they knew was right. So they was lost from paragraph dice forever. Then God had to make a second Adam, Jesus. So that's the consequences of not following what's in the inside of you, that voice. What voice are you truly following? God leads us and guides us by our spirit, man. Yes, as I said earlier, he speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. But it's in us. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Titus 1:5-16 says, to the pure, all things are pure. But though to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their minds and conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being arrogant, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. And I love the Amplified version, because it just amplifies it, says, to the pure in heart and conscience, all things are pure. But to the defiled and corrupt and unbelieving, nothing is pure. The very mind and conscience are defiled and polluted. If you don't know God, how can he speak to you? You still have that hardened heart, defiled, polluted. They profess to know God, to recognize, perceive, and be acquainted with him. And some people know him, but their heart is hardened. But deny and disown and renounce him by what they do. They are detestable and loathsome, unbelieving and disobedient and disloyal and rebellious. And they are unfit and unworthy for good work, deemed or enterprise of any kind. That's the word of God. If you are not pure in heart and conscience, you cannot hear that still small voice of your conscience speaking to you. The word of God says your conscience will be the foul, polluted, and renounce him and what you do by your actions. You can be changed from the inside out. And just think about it. When the Pharisees caught the woman in the act of adultery, and Jesus brought her to, and they brought her to Jesus, and Jesus said that the law punished with death by stoning. But think about the law affect only the outside of a person. But as long as they kept the religious rules as the Pharisees did, you can look wonderful on your exterior, but be defiled, corrupt, polluted, and deny, disown, and renounce God in what you do. But Jesus said to them, woe to the scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. But Jesus said that because it was true of them, and often true, keep it real, of some Christians. One time I was invited to come fellowship with these ladies at their ministry, and they told me, sinners can't come. I was like, okay. I thought all of us was a sinner. I thought the word of God said we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So you're looking like all this on the outside, the exterior, but your heart ain't right because you're being judgmental. You haven't truly gave them your heart because you're being judgmental to say sinners can't come. Jesus witnessed to sinners, his followers, not the righteous. They're the one that crucified him. But when Jesus came, the gospel began to affect the internal parts of men's lives. He said to the religious accuser, he who without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And their response was to be convicted by their own conscience, that inner voice, and they walked away because they knew that they couldn't throw the stone. You see, Jesus peeled away all the religion and reached the inner man, the real man. And as we know, Jesus can change your life. The Holy Spirit speaks to our conscience. God speaks to our conscience, the inner man. And he is the one that can truly change us from the inside out. Jesus is the one that can change us from the inside out. So what voice are you listening to? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So that's the end of part one. Glory to God. And next week I will finish and then let us examine ourselves and give us some steps into getting better, to listening to that voice that's leading and guiding us, our spirit man. Glory to God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word that went forth today. I thank you that I was able to just flow in you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that we would just continue to search ourselves, search our hearts, God. Listen to you when you speak to us through that still small voice in our spirit man, in our spiritual man, in our inner man, God, in the name of Jesus. That we will listen, that we will be attentive to that voice, God. And we just won't not listen, God. So I thank you for that, God, as you continue to mature us and take us from glory to glory to glory in you, Father God. You truly get all the praises and honor and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray. Amen. And glory to God. Glory to God. You're truly worthy, God, of all the glory and the honor and the praise, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. And Kingdom Builders International has intercessory prayer Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Glory to God. And if you're over the phone lines or over the internet or listen to the message later, and you have not called on Jesus as your precious Lord and Savior, you may be going through and you're trying to do it yourself, and you need Jesus. And I just find this bit of depression right now and suicidal thoughts in the name of Jesus. How did the most sickly shata? As he has been drawing you, and you know that he has been drawing you, harden not your heart anymore to his voice. And the word of God say, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you are saved. So right now, I just pray. Right now, the name of Jesus is repeated after me, Lord God. Come into my life. Fill me. Forgive me of my sins. I know that I have sinned, God, but I'm coming to you hurting, in pain, depressed, knowing that you are able, God. I want you to come into my life and make me better. In Jesus' name, amen. And my prayer for you that God will fill you with his spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, with rivers of living water flowing through you in Jesus' name. You can go to www.KingdomBuilderPlaza.org or www.KingdomDaughter@yahoo.com and let us know that you accepted Christ. If you do not have a Bible, we would like to send you a Bible or MP3 player with the Bible on it. We would like to pray with you. We would like to stand in the faith fight with you, because this is what it's all about. It's about you. It's about you finding out about the good news. It's about encouraging and loving on you and building you up in Christ. And we building each other up so when one is weak, another one can be strong. Glory to God. Glory to God. So at this time, if there's any prayer requests or comments, I'm going to open up the lines. I did have someone that asked me to pray for her, Miss Jenny. Right now, Father God, I'd just like to lift the woman of God up to you, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you will be her peace right now, Father God. I pray for your healing virtues to flow through her body in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that in the accident that she had, Lord God, that she's still breathing, that she's still standing, Father God,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, that your angels are watching over her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, faithful servant, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that whatever the enemy meant for evil in her life, God, that you turn it around for the good. Just thank you, Father God, that we're not planning to go to a funeral, Lord God, that she's still walking and talking and have all her limbs, Lord God.
Yes.
I pray right now, Lord God, that you would just take away the aches and the pains, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I cover her in the blood, and I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her Yes,
shall prosper.
My Lord, hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I pray, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So if there's any more prayer requests or comments, you may come forth now. Glory to God. Praise you, magnify you, God. You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm going to take a music break, and I will be right back.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you. Can you I give myself away?
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Glory to God, glory to God. And again, I just thank everyone that has called in to the broadcast. And also, you can go to www.KingdomBuildersPlaza.org if you would like to make a sow a seed into Kingdom Builders International and the work that we are doing to help build up the body of Christ. Glory to God. And if there's any more, no more comments or prayer requests, I'm going to close out. Glory to God. Well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. I magnify you, glorify you, exalt your name, God. You're worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, God. I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over me, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord God. And I just send special blessings to everyone that has called in and to all the listeners. You continue to have a blessed evening and good night.